Hey, this week we have a few new movies opening up for us. The Commuter, saw it. Is it fantastic? No, but is it good January fun? Yes, it is. Liam Neeson, another action movie. This must be it because he said no more action movies. The Post is out in wide release. Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, getting critically acclaimed, of course. Paddington 2, to be fair, I really liked Paddington 1. Thought it was fun. Hugh Grant joins the cast for this one. And Proud Mary is out this week, another action movie there. I saw All the Money in the World. I think it's one of the most overrated movies of the year. It's not bad. Christopher Plummer does not deserve an Oscar for this. He replaced Kevin Spacey. He is good in it. Movie's long and draggy, and I can't help but wonder how much they kind of embellished on this movie based on a true story. The Commuter, again, I give it a check in the yes column. Good January fun. DVD this week, a ton. Or streaming, It, The Foreigner, Friend Request, Only the Brave, Marshall, My Little Pony, The Mountain Between Us, and Flatliners. That's out for you this week. Hey, a couple of movie news items for you. Mark Wahlberg was paid about $1.5 million to reshoot the scenes from All the Money in the World after Kevin Spacey was lifted. And Michelle Williams, word is she was paid $80 a day. Scarlett Johansson is set to star in the standalone movie Black Widow. We're finally going to learn who the heck she is. And the Critics' Choice Awards were last night, and The Shape of Water was named the best picture. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.